B-Pod Studios.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show it so damn good, it makes the Pope wanna sin. Go fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. To us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Gotta wait too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon.
On you.
What?
Stan and Haney.
96 K Rock.
This has to be addressed. And I'm not high enough up the ladder to address these intros where it's just.
Well, see, the
thing offensive.
We don't have control over those.
No.
I think we still have control over our promos. Has that promo been produced yet, Rob?
The new one from yesterday?
Yeah.
Not yet. I will have it done. I will have it done.
Okay.
You will? I don't doubt that, but when?
By the end of the show.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Well, yeah, you're pretty reasonable about those things.
I mean, it doesn't require that much. It's...
No, just slap an intro and an outro on it. And I want the full thing, too.
Well, it's got to be 30 seconds. And I think with the intro and outro, it takes it down to like 25. So there might have to be a little snip in the middle where you really don't hear anything.
Then what we want is live action.
Absolutely.
Live action.
Live action. Right there.
Damn it, I wish I'd gotten one of those shirts.
You want this one?
Why, are you over it already?
No, I'm not over it already, but I'll give it to you if you want.
Well,
it's only been worn 3 times.
It doesn't bother me.
I'll get this. I'll give it to you.
Why wouldn't you want it?
I like this shirt, but you, every time I wear it, you say you want it.
I wouldn't take it from you.
I'll give you the shirt if it means that much
to you.
Well,
I wouldn't take it from you. I'm just saying I would like to have one, too.
We'll look into it. Oh, you want to hear something that's going to make your head spin?
Oh, Christ. It's a little early in the show for it, isn't it?
I'll set you off on a good note. This, again, is what's going around the radio station.
But wait, you know what? We are the radio station.
Well, I take that around the cluster. See, I already know this. I just want to throw it out and chum up the water for you. Because these nerves that happen around here, these nerves, they're dying. I don't get the reaction like I used to. But you know that Marvin and his digital meetings? Hold on. Wait, hold on. You know that Marvin and his digital meeting?
Yeah, I'm well aware of it.
Well, we got another one coming up. Oh, by the way, Rob, you need to know this too, because he'll get to you. But we have our digital meeting with Marvin. Jeez, on Thursdays. Well, our sister station, the kid station, the teeny bopper top 40 station.
I was told not to refer to it that way. It's all about women.
That women station, that young women station, they have theirs today. And basically what it is a...
Where Marvin picks up a magazine and...
No.
Then tells you was written in the magazine.
It's all about digital.
Yeah, well, they make digital magazines now.
Well, that's easy to
do. In print.
Yeah, yeah. But I had some people from the meeting today come in and say, guess what you're in store for on Thursday? And I'm like,
what, does he give the same meeting to everybody?
Yeah.
That's lazy.
It's not the same meeting. He customizes it.
Wait,
for each
how
station.
Does anyone know that he even knows anything about digital?
I'm getting to that, because this is where it gets fun. So,
how tall do you think he is, honestly?
4'10".
I'd say you're being generous, but okay.
4'10", 110 pounds.
Yep.
The meeting breaks up, and I see a few of the people from the young woman station come in, and they say, get ready, and maybe you might want to say something. I had to bite my lip. What? I guess scheduled for Thursday, he has a multi-page PowerPoint presentation where he has taken his valuable time to analyze our show and how to make it better. Oh, you laugh over there, Rob Show.
Well, wait a second.
He's going to go and he's got a PowerPoint for you, too.
I thought this was digital.
Yeah.
Because what we're doing on the air isn't considered digital.
You don't understand. See, you don't come to the meeting.
No, for a good reason.
You are supposed to set aside at least an hour a day posting.
Like a teenage girl. Really?
Yeah. Now, he has... Because I guess the women's young women's station already did
this.
Well,
didn't they try to, like, when we were ahead of the curve,
yeah,
didn't they try to, like, shut our pages down?
Yeah, we're still ahead of the curve.
Because I remember when they said, we don't know about this. You're not authorized to do that.
Yes.
We own your name. Shut that page down.
Yes, I know
and
that.
And now they want us to spend hours a day playing with it.
Correct. Now, he has taken our show, from what I understand, and peeled it like an onion. And then
you mean the radio show.
Yes.
You don't mean like a Facebook page. You mean the radio show he's going to fix?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, he's going to tell you.
Oh, for Christ's sake, I can't.
He's going to tell you how by interacting on media, digital media, you can make your show better.
Oh, no.
Because not
or
enough.
Or you mean make his job easier? Because we're the only thing that gets clicks here.
Because not enough.
If it weren't for us, he wouldn't have a job.
That's well.
He points to our numbers and says, see how successful I was.
Yep.
And now he wants to get involved and F it up.
I'm just telling you, I was told it's about a 20-minute PowerPoint.
Can you bring Rob up, please?
He's up. His mic hasn't been shut off.
Hey, Rob.
Yes, sir.
It's not too late. It's not too late to get out of this business.
I don't know how to do anything else.
Now,
that's the scary part.
Now, you said that you've always wanted to do this. This was your dream.
I knew it.
Did you ever dream of having somebody like Marvin, after you've got, like, what, a decade of experience, somebody like Marvin off the street to come tell you how to do your show?
Never.
Is that what you dreamed of?
No.
Because it's not too late for you, Rob. We're screwed. We're done. We're the lifers in the prison trying to encourage you to make something of yourself.
You could get parole.
You matter, man.
I just thought I'd throw that. Be prepared, because it's a new leaf.
Great. So he's going to critique everything
we
do and tell us how to do it the Marvin way.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I like girls.
96K Rock.
Sizzle and hizzle and after hizzle on 96K Rizzle. That's right, we're quite hip on the sharp cutting edge of 1999.
Bitch.
Well, it's more serrated than sharp, but it gets the job done.
Right back up in your motherfucking ass.
Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us today. It's a Tuesday afternoon. Thank you for joining us. Coming up on the show today, in about 1 hour, we will be joined by Mike Chinopoulos, attorney at law, Esquire, a lawyer. He'll take your legal questions. You got going through a divorce, are you? Fighting about the kids? How about money? How about you got to pay your alimony, child support?
Oh, jeez.
He can help you with it. You got the DUI? You got the criminal. Maybe you're a veteran and need some help. That's why Mike comes in every Tuesday, and he'll be here in about an hour.
Well, we got the wedding pictures back.
Yeah, you got your set of wedding pictures. My wife was going through them last night, wanted to make sure that you got your wedding pictures.
So this is the 30 out of 200 that you thought were pretty good?
Yeah, they took about, of me, I don't know, probably in, well deep in the hundreds.
Yeah. You don't photograph well.
And we found about 25, 30 acceptable.
There was a couple where the lighting was kind to me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You take a good picture, Annie. No doubt about it.
But out of all of it, and I said it to you, it was my first reaction.
Yeah.
There's a picture where it's just you and me and your wife.
Yeah.
And your wife is absolutely stunningly beautiful.
Yes, she is.
And I'll say that picture is not our best shot of us.
Well, we just look older than she does.
And I look at that picture and think, if I didn't know the people involved, I'd think, that poor girl.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I am much closer to her in the picture than you are. It looks almost like I'm getting handsy with her.
It does look like you're getting a little handsy.
Because I didn't know you were going to stand a couple of feet
off
to the
side. Where the photographer told me to stand.
You know what? Looks like I'm getting married.
Yeah. Congratulations.
And stands there as my best man.
And I saw Dave today, and I had to give him his headshots.
Did he have the money?
No, he did not. He did not. Your pictures, that's all part of the deal. You were a best man in the wedding.
He's the best man to the best man.
And let's put it this way. My wife was not singling out Dave headshots for the photo of the wedding album.
Mm-hmm.
Dave specifically requested headshots, and she bought them for
him. But there is one adorable picture of the wedding party where you have Dave. We're all standing, and Dave is sitting in front of us holding the pillow with the wedding rings.
Yeah, yeah. You know what?
Isn't he adorable, little fella?
Our audience has asked, and I think maybe one picture of us from the wedding will be released to the general public.
Of us?
With Dave holding the pillow and all of that stuff.
Because if I had to pick one...
Which one would you release to the public?
Well, the toast and G-Train is already slamming
champagne.
Yeah,
you notice that? Did you notice that? Part of the thing that the best man has to do at the wedding is we're all there with the champagne toast, and everybody is holding up their glasses to toast, and D-Train's brother, G-Train, is already swilling it down.
Well, this one is my favorite one of me.
Yeah, that's a good shot of you. We have to have one.
I look presidential in that.
Yeah, we have to have one to release to the public.
Uh-oh. I might take that one and cut you and Dave out of it. And enlarge my head.
Yeah.
And make a new $1 million bill out of that.
There you go. You can do that.
Because this, I would be happy if somebody would use this to make a bust of me. What do you think?
I mean, it's a nice picture of you.
Good profile.
My wife just texted me. She will allow the release of one photo.
One photo
of us at the wedding. Everybody at the wedding. Her, you, Dave. I'm thinking that one where we're making him kneel with the pillow that held the rings.
Yep. Well, you know, it's amazing that photographer was able to get it before I sweated through my shirt.
Yeah, well, I think they touched it up, too. Bless you. They touch it up. Bless you.
Jeez.
Decide which one you'd like released to the public. Where you feel most comfortable.
Well, I showed you that one.
Yeah, I know, but that's... let me see the pictures for a second, and then we'll see. Do we... Rob, do we have a scanner in here at all that can... But
don't they have an anti-scan?
They should have. No.
Because that's what you told Dave when he ordered 8 pictures instead of one that he could have copied.
Hold on. Well, I was warned. Oh, that's a nice one.
What does he care after he gets his money? It's not like you're going to buy more.
I know. Well, they keep it up there in case you change your mind and want to buy more.
Really? Do they keep the bad ones? So I could I could approach him and offer to buy up all the bad shots?
You could. I think they delete them after a while.
Oh, I thought they stayed there forever in case you want to buy more.
No, they like for a couple months or something. Yeah, we'll do that one. So, do you know if we have a photo thing that make a copy of a photo?
I believe we do. I'll have to check with Marvin.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because that's digital department. That's us trying to engage the audience.
And this is what I'm trying to do.
But then I think we have to do the hard work of putting it up.
Oh,
so.
For the love!
Well, last time I checked, we're in the radio, but
yep, that doesn't fly anymore. That's what we were told 26 years ago.
And you know what? It's never good when you find that all of a sudden you have another boss popping up.
Yeah, he's in charge of us.
Because obviously anybody with the name Beasley is way above us.
Yeah.
Mangus is above us.
Yeah.
But that's fine.
Yeah.
Because we get along with Matt Mangus. Yeah. Always have.
Well, here it is.
Then all of a sudden you got coming in at us from the side is Marvin saying, I'm the boss of you.
He's the boss of the offshoot. Then you got Mangus. Then you got Adam. And then you got Beasley's.
You know what? I cannot.
We're the boss of nobody.
You know what? God bless Marvin. But can you imagine a company that really was focused on digital, and it was a whole building full of Marvins?
You're working at one. It's a new, next 2020 is a big year.
you know? And you laughed at me when I showed you unredacted, single-spaced, the United Nations Agenda 21, and I told you this was going to happen. Sustainable development, my ass. They want to take over, Stan.
I know.
It all started with fiat currency.
You know what's taking over?
And then you end up with Marvin.
You know what's taking over? Halloween already in the stores. And
well, it is October now.
It's Rocktober. And the thing is,
but it's Christmas and Valentine's.
There's a special section for your pets, too. And our favorite girl saw it.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman.
Hey, back to 1 Minute.
What is up with dog costumes? Are these people serious? 73,000 homeless people in Los Angeles and dogs are dressing up as Captain Jack Sparrow. Do dogs even know they're wearing costumes? Do they feel embarrassed when another dog shows up wearing the same thing? My neighbors dress their Sheltie up like a collie for Halloween. Does that even make sense? Come to think of it, isn't every dog already dressed like a werewolf? I mean, isn't that kind of the default dog costume? Why not just go with that? I'm waiting for the dog who's brave enough to dress up like a steak. Let's see it trick-or-treat with your friends in that getup. Ugh, I'm starting to think I no longer have any connection to this world.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
There is only one dog costume that I deem okay.
What's that?
As my seal of approval.
What?
If you have a Dachshund.
Yeah.
And you make it look like there's a hot dog roll around it.
I got no problem with that.
Then that's amusing. Look at that.
Yep.
Look at that. Isn't
it's
that something?
It's a wiener
dog. I'm fine with that.
Have you?
That's the only one.
Have you ever heard of the Altai throat singing? Is that how you say it? Altai?
Well, I'm familiar with Tuvan throat singing.
Nope, this
that's
is
east,
not.
That's central. It's actually the geographic center of Asia, where Tuva is. That throat singing I'm familiar with. This Thai thing must be some sort of Buddhist offshoot.
Altai throat singing. It's in southern Siberia and western Mongolia.
Oh,
in the
mountains. That's Tuva. That's Central Asia.
Well, here you go.
Yeah. Paul Pena.
They call it Altai.
Paul Pena.
Your throat singing.
See, I'm always several decades ahead of
always
my time.
Always have been.
See, I can jam with anybody.
Yeah, you can. Wait a second. I got an idea. Get to you after a while. Oh, man. So.
Well, you can't tease me like that.
What? I do it later. I'm running out of time.
All right, I will do it later.
Okay.
And I'll take a whole segment then.
All right, if that's what you wish.
Okay.
Did you hear what Justin Bieber and his new wife?
Oh, she's a vision. You know, I've never heard her speak, and I want to keep it that way.
The Baldwin girl and Justin Bieber, husband and wife, were making fun of Taylor Swift when she was under the influence. I guess she had some oral surgery done, and she was doing like they do when they're under the anesthesia.
Yeah, like David at dentist.
Yeah. And so they don't care. Taylor Swift doesn't care. But when Bieber and Baldwin put up this mocking of Taylor
Swift. Well, see, Bieber is connected to Scooter Braun, who Taylor hates because he bought her back catalog.
Well, it's the fans that are just shaming the new bride and groom.
Shut up, Hayley Baldwin. Shut up. You don't have a career. Shut up. Please, I can't stand it when people insert themselves into things. You don't have the pedigree. You don't have the vernacular. You don't have the catalog. You don't have the coin. Sis, you have a cute last name, and that has gotten you places. And you married Justin Bieber. That is all you have. You have nothing else.
Leave
with
her alone.
With all the privilege in the world working towards your favor, you're still a
pretty
flop, Hayley Baldwin. So let it go. Please be quiet while adults are speaking.
What the? Now, I do agree with her. Hayley Baldwin should never, ever speak in public.
No.
Just look pretty and allow me to pretend what I want.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
She's like an angel.
Yeah. How about those New York Yankees, huh?
Another one.
What about them? They win all the games.
The Yankees have swept the Twins.
Win all of them.
And they're the first team moving on to the championship series in 2019.
Yeah, they took the Twins in three straight. By the way, tonight, the Tampa Bay Rays are taking on the Houston Astros up the street from us. Game four in that series. They're looking to tie it up.
That Hayley Baldwin is so pretty.
I know. And that's your type right there. That's your type. You like that type.
Why? You're not going to say she's got strong features, are
no,
you?
No. She's got very soft features.
Why do you say that's my type? I mean, it's obvious. That's a beautiful woman.
Yeah. Look, there's no doubt about it. She's beautiful.
But what makes her my type?
You like
leggy blondes?
Yep.
Doesn't everybody?
You prefer blondes?
Look at that. Mm. That is pretty, 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 and I bet she smells nice.
Yep. Yeah. All right, Haney, I want to take you to the broadcast booth.
I thought that's where we were.
Yep, and we're staying there, but we're going someplace else. This is the losing team, the losing college team. I think this is like Division III or NAIA or I don't know. He's the home announcer for the team that loses. A tremendous play has just occurred. Now follow me on this. College football announcer gave one of the most unenthusiastic calls of a tremendous play. A 52-yard Hail Mary for a touchdown. Except his team lost. Turns out the local announcer for number 9 Grand Valley State Lakers.
Number 9 in what world?
NAIA Division 3.
Club. Intramural.
He just watched them get beat by the Ashland Eagles. Here's how he called the game on a 52-yard Hail Mary.
Pettis trying to get some push. Brenner's going to get it there, no doubt about it. What's going to happen now? That is caught for a touchdown. I don't believe it. Four guys back there. They couldn't stop the play. I don't know who caught it. Oh, it's going to be Justin Davis. What a walk-off win for Ashland. Incomprehensible series of events for Grand Valley on the last two plays.
Yeah.
See, that's someone who has listened to program directors and whatnot where they've taken the life right out of them. Because what we're doing right now isn't what you're supposed to do.
I think...
What you're supposed to be doing right now is 96K, Rod.
No, he's a homer. and his team just got beaten on the last
Then get mad
second.
About it.
But listen to him.
Then get mad about it. Are you kidding me?
Pettis trying to get some push. Brenner's going to get it there, no doubt about it. What's going to happen now?
He's got all day.
That is caught for a touchdown. I don't believe it.
What is Coach Simpson thinking? He's got all day to throw. 52 yards. Everybody in the stadium knows it's coming, and they can't stop him. Another horrific loss.
We did that thing about baseball. It's changing a little bit, but probably in the early 2000s, your network baseball announcers with a bunch of drama in the World Series, that Buck, one of them.
Yep.
No
Nothing
enthusiasm.
Like his daddy.
Nothing. No enthusiasm.
The Buck boy is terrible.
Brett Favre, now removed by several seasons from the NFL.
He's coming back,
no,
right?
Oh, he's scared now.
Why?
He thinks that he played maybe a little too long, and he's worried about his brain.
Uh-oh.
I don't know. I really don't know. But I do know this. I'm a lot more fearful now than I was at 35. Concussions were thought of at, when I was 35 near as serious, or the repercussions.
So you have had thoughts that maybe you did stay too long at the dance?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I wonder every day what tomorrow will bring from what I did playing. And the John Wayne was cool then. Maybe not so cool now.
There's nothing you can do about it.
Nothing.
And can't speak for anybody else, but I know for a fact you and I grew up playing sports.
Yep.
And how many times were we told, walk it off, you just got your bell rung?
I know for a fact.
You got your bell rung, walk it off.
When I was in high school, I got numerous concussions.
I had multiple concussions. And you know what they make for that? Smelling salts,
yep.
So you can get back in the next
walk
play.
Walk it off, how do you feel?
For crying out loud. What's going to happen to youth soccer? You can't head the ball anymore, can you? Can you?
I don't. They say you can't do that, can you?
No, my 9-year-old is in soccer.
And that's out of it?
No, when the ball goes up in the air, all the kids yell, don't head it.
Is it against the rules?
Yeah, they'll penalize them.
So it's the same as using your hands if you use your head?
At this point, yeah.
And we were told, you know what, don't be a pussy. Head
the
ball.
That's what it's there for. Head it.
As kids, it turns out we were right, because we were like, really? It doesn't seem normal to go around purposely getting yourself hit in the head.
Yep, we were right.
Yeah, you just got your bell rung.
Don't
worry about him. He's got birds circling his head.
I don't understand, and I'm learning something. Alex Trebek, who is battling the horrible... horrible cancer, pancreatic cancer.
Why does he keep working?
He's not. He's thinking about he's
Good.
Coming to an end.
Good.
But why is he coming to an end? Because he notices now that he's slipping. Here's what I didn't understand, and I saw the whole interview with Alex Trebek. And this is why it's such a horrific disease. He said, you know, after the last season, and he was coming back for this season, that the chemo and the radiation had put the cancer into remission. Then he started this season and found out that it was coming back, and he had to go back into chemo. And from what he was explaining, all chemotherapy and radiation does, at least what I got from his interview, was it'll hold it back for a while.
And kill everything.
Until it becomes resistant again, and then you got to go towards another treatment. You can hold it off, and I guess the longevity of life in a situation like that is just finding a treatment where you're miserable all the time to just stave it off until it finally wins. Here's Alex Trebek talking about, I'm thinking about maybe, I don't know how much longer I've got to do this.
I will keep doing it as long as my skills do not diminish, and they have started to diminish.
I talk to the producers about this all the time now. I say, look, I'm slurring my words. My tongue doesn't work as well as it used to. The chemo has caused sores inside my mouth. It makes it difficult for me to speak and enunciate properly. They said, well, we don't notice. I said, yeah, I notice those things. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure there are observant members of the television audience who notice also. But they're forgiving.
And he says, but pretty soon I'm going to have to make that decision. He is strong about it. And we both know how horrific a disease that is.
Mm-hmm.
Leave on a pile.
I just don't like seeing him push himself for a television show.
Right. Let's end it.
You know what? He's done his job, and people have enjoyed what he's done for years. He shouldn't be giving anymore.
Nope.
He should be being taken care of.
Yep. Daily Show did this. Donald Trump loves to talk to the press, and a lot of times they'll get him as he's going to Marine One,
mm-hmm.
trying to get to Air Force One, and the helicopters are going, but they don't care. They'll still fire questions at him, and he tries to explain to them, I'm standing next to a helicopter.
Again, what was the beginning? Say it louder. You have to speak up. Speak up. Talk up. You have to talk up. We have a helicopter.
What'd you say?
I don't hear you. What?
Did I what?
Can I what?
Do I what?
Say it again, louder.
You're competing with a helicopter.
Say it.
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 Say it again.
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 What?
Say it again. What?
Say it.
What?
What?
What? What?
What?
My hearing is great, but you have a helicopter that's raging back there.
What? 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 Helicopter man.
I just want you to remember one thing.
What's that?
Moving forward on this program.
Yes.
You are the one that inserted throat singing into today's
program. I understand that. I thought it was good. I didn't want to be overdosed on it. I didn't want to be overdosed on it.
I didn't bring it up. You did.
The battered bastards of Beasley Media Group, Stan and Haney on 96 K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Tuesday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. 277-9600 if you'd like to call in. In about 25 minutes, Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law will be joining us in studio to take your legal questions. He does that every Tuesday here on the show. Couple of things. We have such a packed weekend of stuff going on. Friday, Adelita's Way. Then we got Bike Night in Cape Coral. Then we got the Taco Fest going on. Apparently, we've added one special event for Haney. And I guess Haney will be hosting this one.
This Sunday, we turn the convention center into a mud pit for the 28th annual Monster Truck Rally and Gun Show. See giant monster trucks, shoot at monster trucks, and best of all, you can smoke inside. See the Ghost Rider while smoking inside. Fire an AR-15 while smoking inside. Or just stand around and smoke inside. Seriously, we're cool with it. Throw your butts on the ground. We don't care. Forget which beer can is your ashtray. Come get your picture taken with Tila Tequila and smoke a cigarette with her.
Smoke inside.
Loud trucks, guns. It's all happening at the convention center, so hold in all your farts till this Sunday.
Farts.
Yeah, they wanted me to host that. I had just one demand.
What was that? What was that? Yeah, smoke inside.
Yep. You're welcome.
Rob just informed me he has finished the promo.
All right. Can we have a special sneak preview? Yep.
This is the new Stan and Haney promo that is going to be
so this
airing.
This is what we'll run when we're not on the air,
right,
to entice people to listen to this program.
Yes. Yep.
This is supposed to tell you what the Stan and Haney show is all about.
Yep.
Stan and Haney.
Oh my God!
What's that?
You're fine.
afternoons and everything that rocks. 96K Rock.
That's how you do
that's,
a promo.
That's gold right
Thank
there.
Thank you, Rob.
That's gold.
You're welcome.
That is gold. Now, see, you know, what's the Stan and Haney show about? Well, have you heard the promo?
Let's hear it again. Because that's for people that aren't familiar with the program.
Yeah, this is like if, you know, you listen to, you know, Rob or you listen to Dave and Chuck and you want to go and, you know, find out what's on in the afternoon. You know, you wait for a promo and you say, oh, that's interesting. I might tune
what
in.
What is the Stan and Haney show? I'll have to give that a listen.
Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney afternoons and everything that rocks.
Yeah.
96 K Rock.
Right on.
Now you see what happens is, you know, they're playing the rock music on the weekends and some random person is spinning through the dial.
Yeah.
And they hear that.
Yeah.
The dial stops.
Oh yeah, you want to know what's going on.
What the hell is that?
Yep.
And see, we never answer the question in the promo, so you have to tune in to find out.
Yeah, that's brilliant. That is brilliant. Nice job.
Now, how did throat singing come up today?
It was in the audio grab bag. They had a sample of what this Altia throat singing or Altaya or...
Well, I know it is Tuvan throat singing.
Throat singing.
And
from like Siberia.
Once again, we are so far ahead of the game by decades. I became aware of Tuvan throat singing because of a gentleman by the name of Paul Pena. He has been a guest on this program.
Yeah, he wasn't. He also influenced. He influenced Steve Miller.
He didn't just influence him. He wrote Jet Airliner.
Yeah.
And performed it. But Paul Pena obviously had had quite the career as far as being a singer and a songwriter. And his wife got sick. And he was living in New York. And his whole life was taking care of her as she was dying.
Right.
He didn't have a ton of money, and his hobby, his release, was listening to shortwave radio. And so he's sitting there in his apartment in New York and picks up Radio Moscow. And on Radio Moscow, they were explaining about this tiny little country named Tuva. That is the exact, if you look at a map, it is the geographic dead center of Asia, and they are famous for something called throat singing. Now, what is that? Throat singing is interesting, and it's an odd sound, but what it's doing is, as the person is singing, utilizing their throat, they're actually hitting different notes at the same time. Mm-hmm. So one singer sometimes can hit, I know they can do three notes, they may be able to do more. And there was a documentary made called Genghis Blues, where Paul Pena travels from New York all the way to Tuva to meet the people that he's heard doing this. On Radio Moscow. It's an incredible documentary. I know you watched it, Stan, and you were affected by it. And then we had him on the show. But this is Paul, because he took his blues to Tuva and mixed the two of them together.
On the radio back in 86, is it someone coming from the States? They're going to sing me a song I never heard. From how the world, what you talking about? Mermaid. What you talking about?
I was asking and listening, doing my thing for 5 long years, and then keep on looking for someone to tell me just how to sing like him. Couldn't find me.
What you talking about?
Oh, baby.
What you talking about?
So then,
what you talking about?
Gotta get out. My friends got a new way that you sing like nobody ever heard sing. Come on.
What you talking about?
Hello, mate.
What you talking about?
So they,
what you talking about?
Then kind of get out. So I'm gonna keep on going. People in the county next year, I might go over because I'll play my thing so they can hear just some years again.
Love it.
That's something. That is.
And that movie, it won all kinds of awards. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what Paul went through in his life. And then to see, he broke down.
Well, he passed away too, didn't he?
Yeah. He wasn't well. But, I mean, when you talk about dreams coming true, he absolutely could not believe that he made it all the way there and got to jam with the people that he'd been listening to.
Oh, he'll keep that. I think I can. My juice harp might work good with that. Hold on.
Oh, yeah. I did tell you to bring that today, didn't I?
Hold on. Let me see if I got it in here. I got it in here. Stand by.
I'm standing by.
Yeah, hold on. Stan. Hold on.
Standing by.
Yeah, I got it.
So you're gonna treat us?
Yeah. All right. Hit the song, and I'll try to add a little juice harp into it.
All right. You're gonna jam for us?
Yeah.
All right. This is a little song called the Cargaramon, and I want to do this little tune for such people as Charlie Patton, Howlin' Wolf.
Yeah.
Tommy McLennan, and all the real gut bucket scratchy blues singers that helped me to get where I am today.
Right, hit it.
Oh, did you want to do the one we just did?
Yeah, I'll tell you, I didn't know what to do. Yeah, there you go.
Get it, Stan.
On the radio back in 86, I said someone coming from the States. They gonna sing me a song I've never heard. What was it from? How's it with
you? What you talking about?
Me.
What you talking about?
To the...
What you talking about?
A little cutie, yeah. I was laughing and lifting, doing my thing for 5 long years and then keep on looking for someone to tell me just how to sing like him. Couldn't find me.
What you talking about?
Oh, me.
What you talking about?
So then,
what you talking about?
Gotta get out. My friends got a new way that you sing like nobody ever heard sing. Come on.
What you talking about?
Tell me.
What you talking about?
So then,
what you talking about?
Then kind of get out.
Yeah. All right, I'm tired.
I'm gonna keep on going. People in the county next year.
You know what?
What?
I could have been blindfolded and known that was you on the Jews harp.
Yep. I got my own style. When we come back, how often you get a chance in your everyday life when the man is stepping on your throat to talk to an attorney. You don't have to walk into the office. You don't have to worry about how much it's going to cost you. Because Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law will be right here in studio to talk
and
to you.
And you know, the biggest service that this segment provides, and where most people get really indecisive, the question really isn't about what your situation individually is and all the details. The real question is, do I need a lawyer for this?
And if you're asking yourself that question, maybe get the advice of a lawyer who will tell you, yeah, you probably need my services or somebody else's,
and he
or
calls
you can
it
handle it yourself.
And we take those calls all the time. Those are the most valuable. And it's about 50-50.
Yep.
Sometimes he'll go, no, you don't want to do that.
If you want to talk to Mike Chiannopoulos, two ways to do it. You can call us, 277-9600, or you can text us on the Absolute Law text line. Just put the area code in and text, 239-277-9600. Mike Chiannopoulos is up next, about 32 minutes from the safe word that could get you a thou.
The only place in Southwest Florida where drunken idiots and law enforcement actually get along. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney, now is your time to call in if you want to talk to Mike Chiannopoulos. We have a line open, 277-9600. He is in studio and looking dapper with his...
Well, we can tell what he's been doing today.
He's been,
he's been in the gold house.
He's been battling right now in court because he's got... You look sharp.
Well, thank you. Even my mermaid said I look sharp today.
You got the monogrammed shirt. You've got the suspenders on.
What, Stan? You're just jealous because you don't have a mermaid.
Yes, he does.
Oh, I got a mermaid. There's my little mermaid right there.
He's kind of cute.
She is
more hair,
awesome. We didn't even think girls like that existed.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the producer. All right, you were pointing at the wedding picture that
yes.
I didn't see behind Haney. All
yes.
right, there you go.
I like this for music.
Whoa, you pointed over there at the wall. I was scared.
Very.
Well, the way he's dressed today.
It is very Matlock-like.
Yeah, there you go.
Mike Chiannopoulos is here in studio. If you'd like to talk to him, 277-9600. And we'll get you on with him about 20 minutes away from the 4 o'clock safe word. Welcome, and I take it you were in court today.
I was, and it was a good day.
All right, let's go right to the phones, and also we have texts waiting as well. If you'd like to talk to Mike Chiannopoulos, we're dealing with family law, child support, alimony,
you still got a free
visitation.
Felony.
I still got a free felony.
No, he's a married man now. He won't need that.
You got the DUIs. You got
There's
the criminal.
There are worse things than prison now.
Oh, what are you saying? He'll make her take the fall?
He would never do that. He's in love, Haney.
Veterans
he
issues.
Is. He's in love.
And rightfully so.
Let's go to the phones.
I know, that sounds so creepy. Stan's
in love. Jeff is on line one. Jeff, you're on with Mike Chiannopoulos.
There, Mike.
Hey, Jeff, what do you got for us today?
Well, I texted you guys at the end of the program last week, and maybe it didn't actually come out right, but I'm not sure if this falls into your expertise, but... let me refresh your memory. Last Tuesday, I asked about the movie shooting episode in Tampa where the retired city captain shot a man called Chad Olson at the movie theater.
Okay. I don't know anything about it, but okay.
In Wesley Chapel. And I thought it made news probably pretty much everywhere, but it didn't ring a bell. But this probably happened 3 or 4 years ago. And I'm just baffled as to why a case would not have been brought to try. I'm a concealed carry permit holder myself, and apparently this retired city policeman captain was as well and never fired his service revolver and his duty. But they showed video on the news of this thing and him shooting this guy in the theater all over the TV, and I just can't. I wonder if you have any thoughts on why he has not been brought to trial yet.
I don't know anything about it. If it happened 3 or 4 years ago in Tampa, I wouldn't even know about it.
I don't even understand who shot who.
Well, a retired police captain shot somebody in a theater. And the question then becomes, was it a legal shoot or not. Just because you can carry a concealed weapon doesn't mean you can. It's legal to shoot somebody. You know, you have to be in fear exactly. for your life. You have to. You can use deadly force to protect your life and the life of another. So if somebody's threatening your life, Haney, and you're not armed and I'm armed, I can kill them and it's okay. If they're threatening my life, I can kill them. If they're just stealing property, I walk out and they're stealing my car, even though my car's crap. So let's say I had a Jaguar. I still can't shoot them because I'm protecting property, not life.
So what was the circumstances of the shooting?
Rob, are you hold on, caller. Rob, are you familiar with it? You're from up in that area.
Yeah, I remember it happened back in 2014. Curtis Reeves shot and killed Chad Olson. The two were arguing over cell phone usage in the Cobb Grove 16 movie theater in Wesley Chapel. Reeves was sentenced to 6 months in jail for the shooting and then house arrest. So I don't.
Yeah, well, then it did. It
he
was
did go
decided.
To trial.
So did the guy die or just get shot?
He died. He killed Chad Olson inside the movie theater.
So murder's now
popcorn on him, right?
Murder's now a misdemeanor in Tampa?
Yeah.
No.
Wow.
No, it's okay. not. Chad Olson threw popcorn on this guy, and no sooner than he threw the popcorn on him, Reeves pulled his pistol and shot him.
Wow. Yeah, if those are the facts, then I would think that there'd be a manslaughter case or... something like that. Attempted murder, manslaughter.
His wife tried to stop the bullet and held her hand up, and he shot her through the hand before the round struck and killed her husband.
Yeah. All right. Well, those are bad facts.
Appreciate the call.
He was charged with second-degree murder, so there was a charge of murder for Curtis.
Yeah, and then he pled out to it, and obviously being a retired police captain or chief or whatever it was, I'm certain no politics there. That'd be wrong.
277-9600 if you want to talk to Mike Chiannopoulos. Chris, we'll get to you in just a second. From the Absolute Law text line.
6 months for murder.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know how they plea that.
I guess as a retired police chief, you're a better lawyer than I am. 6 months for murder. That's great.
Mike.
Well, I mean, we don't even know if that, you're saying you think it probably was a plea deal.
What had to be? There's no way a jury would give him 6 months for murder.
So would the argument always come down to he was legitimately in fear for his life?
Absolutely. And the fact that he got 6 months and some probation tells me the prosecutor felt like there was a very good chance a jury might believe he did nothing wrong and therefore some punishment was better than none.
Absolute Law text line. Mike, our neighbors have a row of mature coconut palms bordering his yard and ours. The falling coconuts are now starting to damage our pool pumps, our RO water system, and generator. My question is, even if they say we can pay someone to trim those trees, because I don't predict they will offer to do it themselves, do we need them to put that in writing? Or do I need to get their permission?
This is such a common thing that sometimes can really escalate.
And I'll tell you, living here for as many years as I have, it wasn't until Sunday, 2 days ago, I was standing by a palm tree when a coconut fell close
it's
enough
damaging.
That it could hit me, and it scared the crap out of me. And as heavy as that thing was, if that hit me in the head, it could have killed me.
But he wants to know, can I go and have those things trimmed, or can he come back later and say, hey, wait a second, you didn't get our permission?
Yeah, you should get his permission, but should you get it in writing? Well, I'm a lawyer, so I'm going to have to tell you yes. I mean, I trust my neighbors enough that I do things on a handshake. But
You should know. Yourself what your relationship with your neighbors is, and if you're asking the question, probably get it.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I do things on a handshake with my neighbors. They're good people. They're not ever somebody who's
but
ever
cheated
me.
But then there are those neighbors that you know, you better get it
in
writing.
But here's the law. If those coconuts are hanging over on your side of the boundary, you can trim them technically without anybody's permission because they're hanging over on your boundary and they're creating a hazard and a danger. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't pick a fight. Go over there and be nice to your neighbor and see if they'll split the cost. If they won't and you get their permission to trim them, only trim the ones on your side. Don't pay to have the ones on their side trim. That's not your problem if they don't want to split it with you. So good luck.
All right.
Try not to pick a fight.
Then you've got a palm tree that's been cut in half and looks all weird.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Try not to pick a fight. Try to go over there and be nice first. Some people you can't be nice to, but at least try first.
Chris on line two. Chris, thank you for holding. You're on with Mike Chiannopoulos.
Chris.
Hello, Chris. Chris going once. Chris going twice. Let's go to David, line one. David, thank you for holding. You're on with Mike Giannopoulos.
Hey, ahoy, gentlemen. Ahoy.
Hey, David, what do you got for us today?
Okay, Mike. My fiance and myself, we lived in Key West for a year.
Good for you.
A year ago, June, so about 16 months ago, she was in an accident on a scooter. She got hit by a woman that was driving a car for a business. And it was a hit and run, actually, but they ended up catching the woman that hit her.
In Key West?
Yes, in Key West.
Okay.
Actually, on Stock Island.
Okay.
We hired, and she was hurt. They had to life flight her to Miami. We hired an attorney down there, and it's been 16 months, and it's like pulling teeth trying to get any information out of this attorney.
Yeah.
She probably calls him every week. Emails them, and we have no idea what's going on, no resolution, no nothing.
Right. Right.
And I don't know what to do, to be honest.
You know, I hear that a lot about Key West, and my supposition is that they're just on island time down there, dude.
A lot of them are.
They just do it when
a lot of them are.
They got a pretty big round to it down there, and they do it when they get around to it. That's kind of the way I see it. So,
how long? I mean, what is there a statute of limitations on? I mean, they
there
took
is.
The case.
She so only has she only has 4 years within which to file on a negligence claim like that. All right, so she's still got plenty of time. But the point is, you want to get this thing done and over behind her and put closure to it and move on. It's not
correct.
How long your statute of limitations is. It's not good for her physically or emotionally to have this hanging out there. And you got to go. I would write the lawyer a letter and tell him that. Look, it's been 16 months. Here's what I expect. Are these expectations unreasonable? And get some expectations set out there that he can meet.
Have you paid them already?
They don't pay.
No, they accepted the case.
Yeah, so they take a third before a lawsuit's filed, or if they file the lawsuit, then they take 40% of whatever the recovery is.
Is there anything preventing him from firing him?
No, absolutely not. But here's what I would tell you. Key West is a very small place, right? How many lawyers are there? I don't know. I'd have to look it up, but not many. And they all know each other. And you fire one guy and go to another guy, it's not going to get any better for you.
So the attorney we have more needs to be from Key West. I mean, we live in Bonita now. We moved.
Is that attorney from Key West?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't have to be. I mean, you know, I know guys up here. I know a guy up here that handled a case down in Key West, a negligence case involving a boat,
okay. And
he handled it from here. So, you know, I don't do that kind of work personally, but I do have a close friend that does and several other friends that do. So, you know, call the office at 239-ASK-MIKE, and they'll get you to talk to a few people and see if you want to change lawyers. It's up to you.
All right.
Thank you very much.
There you go.
All right.
Absolute Law text line. This is interesting. Mike, what is the rule/law on an Airbnb host coming into your private rental while you're not there? I've seen them on the pet cam we have set up. Thanks.
Okay, so let me make sure I understand. The listener is renting an Airbnb place, and
yeah.
The owners came in, and it's on the pet cam.
And the host is coming into the Airbnb when they're not there.
Okay, typically a landlord-renter relationship of any kind requires reasonableness. In other words, the landlord who owns the property always can have access to it, but it has to be reasonable. They should announce it. The Landlord-Tenant Act requires it. And I'd have to look more closely at the Airbnb. I think it would be covered by the Landlord-Tenant Act here in Florida, but I've never looked at it for that reason. But reasonable. So say to the landlord, look, you need to come here. Let me know in advance and give me, and I'll be reasonable. You be reasonable.
You know, I don't understand how Airbnb to a lesser extent, but places like, or apps like Uber and Lyft, for years, we've had taxi and limousine services. They tax the hell out of them. They have to be licensed and all this. And then some kid writes an app up, and all of a sudden, that's all out the window.
And it's Uber, and you don't have to have a medallion like a taxi.
Yeah,
because
driver.
It's ride sharing. I'm giving a pal a ride.
I don't know. If it's ride for hire, it's the same to me.
It
how is it possible that they just all of a sudden just started doing it? and nobody stops them?
Well, because they're not a taxi service. So we'd have to look at the law and see how taxi or common conveyor is defined, and they've found a way to wiggle out of that definition to be a different category.
Because they want to start a taxi company, that's a lot of money.
They're a taxi, but they label themselves as ride-sharing. I've got a car. It's my personal car, and I'm going to give you a ride there, pal.
That's crazy.
Let's go to Kim, line two.
And I think there's something about the amounts of money. If a driver makes more than a certain amount of money, there are other rules.
But I would think, Kim, from your standpoint, the liability of all parties concerned has to be just sky high.
You know, there's been people that have sued Uber because they've been sexually assaulted or whatever. We don't ever hear the outcome. Somehow there's a gag order in those types of cases. Typically.
Kim, go ahead. You're on with Mike.
Hi, Kim. What do you got for us today?
I'm Mike. Yes, my son is just recently divorced from his wife. We live in Cape Coral. She lives in Fort Lauderdale.
Good for him.
They share a three-year-old son. He's a deputy sheriff, and he's also Army Reserve. Uh-huh. And they have a mediation where we drive like a halfway point every Friday, have him every single weekend. And lately, she shows up an hour late picking him up, or recently just now said, I have to go out of town for work, gave him 2 days' notice, and we've had him the last 12 days. Uh-huh. But yet, he still pays her over $500 a month in child support, where we're having him more than the
allotted time
agreement was. Right. When he was in the Army, he was in Kuwait, so they were married by what's called double proxy.
Right.
Where while she was in Kansas at Fort Riley, and he was in Kuwait, other people, you know, stood in for them.
Right.
So he could come home from Kuwait to see the baby.
Right.
And so she, for the longest time, didn't acknowledge they were even married. So she now goes online, social media, and bashes him constantly that he's no good and refers to him as baby daddy, even though they're divorced.
Right.
we've told him he does not respond to anything in social media, but
right.
Ma'am,
I need to get you to your question. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be rude, but we have other callers,
No, that's
too.
Fine. I'm just wondering, when could he go back to mediation since he has the baby a lot more than just those weekends?
All right. Unfortunately, there is no going back to mediation without first filing. If there's been mediation, there's been a final order entered, et cetera, and he has to file what's called a supplemental petition. So you can't just ask by motion, hey, what's really happening here is I'm having my son a lot more than I'm supposed to, so I should be paying less child support. He has to file what's called a supplemental petition and say there's been a permanent change since the last order of the court. I want to change child support. Okay, that's
now,
what he has to do.
Does that have to be like a year waiting?
No,
I mean,
there's no time.
There is no time.
Right.
All right.
Just has to be a change. All right. Thank
you. Perfect.
There you go.
Bye-bye.
So there just has to be a change, and it has to be a material, substantial change. That's it.
From the Absolute Law text line. Hey, guys, I'm a longtime listener. I have a quick question for Mike. Mike, I got two DUIs in Georgia about 8 years ago. I have lived in Florida for 6 years now, and I am trying to get my CDL. My question is, if I get them expunged, will I be able to get my CDL?
Yeah, I don't think so, because expunging them only typically removes them from public view. But when you're dealing with things like public safety issues, like if you get a lifetime expungement in Florida if adjudication was withheld, et cetera. So you got a conviction and I get it adjudicated, withheld, and I get it expunged, you still can't go get a license, a concealed weapons permit. You're still a convicted felon.
Right.
So even though it's been expunged.
I don't think we're allowed to use those words anymore.
What's the proper
convicted
word
felon,
now?
That's not proper.
No,
it's politically incorrect.
Justice involved individual.
Yep, that's what,
I'm a G.
Mike.
Hey, listen, I didn't charge a Jesuit.
And guess what?
What is it? The Jesuit?
Jizya.
Jizya! I need some Jizya.
In San Francisco.
Give some Jizya.
You go and murder somebody, and you're convicted of a felony. They refer to you and your victim There's no difference. You're both justice impacted individuals.
Yeah, they don't let you use the word felon anymore.
Yeah, we don't want to protect people who commit felonies. I mean,
so the victim.
After all, Stan, their self-esteem could be damaged.
Damn right.
So the victim and
the convicted felon,
the attacker,
no self-esteem,
are both called the same thing.
Well, that's equality, Haney. Okay.
Diversity is our strength.
Would you get with the program here? you're gonna ruin this felon's sense of self-esteem. He won't be able to commit any more felonies. Yeah. He'll be too insecure.
Yeah, that's right. Be too insecure, and you know what?
That's his special purpose.
And you know what? It's a different world out there now, Haney.
After
Haney,
Irma?
Excuse me, ma'am. No porn at the bar.
Oh, it's okay. I'm transgender.
Oh, I had no idea. Do whatever you want all the time.
one more here. We got about 2 minutes left. I want to get this one out, and then we got to tell Mike. He'll tell you how to get in touch with him. Mike, what is the process to get a patent on an idea or an invention before it goes to market, before you go to market the product? How do you go get a patent?
You got to hire a patent lawyer. He or she has to be a member of the patent bar, so they have to have some sort of scientific undergraduate degree or degree to take a separate bar exam and get admitted to the patent bar. But there's a cheaper way to do it. I call it the poor man's patent. It will protect you until you can get the product out there, make some money, and afford a patent lawyer. You can call me at 239-ASK-MIKE, and I'll tell you how to do that.
And that's for everybody, 239-ASK-MIKE.
That's for everybody. If it's outside of normal business hours, you press 6, you get me. I'll give you the poor man's patent. It won't cost you anything.
And you call Mike because you know what?
What?
He can help.
That's right.
I can help.
I can help. Mike Chiannopoulos every Tuesday here on the Stan and Haney Show. 239-ASK-MIKE any other time. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, gentlemen.
We're going to take a break. My advice to you, stay by your radio. The safe word in just seconds could get you a thou.
We, the management of Beasley Media Group, would like to thank Stan and Haney for decades of dedication to this radio station.
Why, thank you.
We would like to.
Yeah.
But we won't. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, you have about 3 minutes left to get the 4 o'clock safe word in for a chance at the thou. That word being ace, A-C-E, ace. Put that word in.
A word of cable excellence?
Yes, yes. Put that word in at 96krock.com, the K-Rock mobile app, or text the safe word, ace, to 45911. If it's you, they'll call you. And you got about 2.5 minutes to do it. ACE, A-C-E. If you don't get the word in the next 2.5 minutes, you're going to have to wait until 6 o'clock when Rob's show will have another safe word to hit the G-spot for a thou. Coming up, we're going to get you updated on traffic news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. In about 30 minutes, Stan's Name That Movie, with it being Rocktober, I figured movie clips where people are chugging alcohol. So these will be 5 chugging clips. We have Pewter Mug, Babaku Saw, Hollow Scream Tickets, the Brouhaha Craft Beer Festival, Taco Fest, all those prizes coming up. For you to possibly win in about 25 minutes. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Our first look at traffic brought to you by Tropical Smoothie Cafe Naples. Okay, a couple of things on the board. Both of them are in Fort Myers. We've got a traffic control. Both of these are traffic control. Lura Avenue and Michigan Avenue. And the other one in Fort Myers, Briarcliff Road and South Tamiami Trail. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, he's about ready to tell you right now, because Mark Haney has today's headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you did not know.
All right.
Seems like everybody's angry all the time.
Yep, not me. I don't have an angry bone in my body.
Well, why would you? You're living the dream.
Look at me. I'm always in a good mood.
Yep. That's the guy I know.
Yep.
Happy-go-lucky Stan.
Yeah.
And I think I know a big reason why.
Why?
The average American's commute one way just hit a record high of 27.
I believe it.
That, keep in mind, that's the average, meaning there's half are shorter, half are substantially longer.
I'll tell you, and here's the thing. I'll go to come to work from the desirable Daniels Corridor, or if it's on the weekend and I want to go up to Tampa, maybe to go catch a game or go down to Gulfstream Park, watch the horses down south. It takes me longer to get off of Daniels Parkway and get on to I-75 than it does to travel 50 miles. Stopping at lights, stop and go, lines of traffic. I'm like, am I ever going to get on the highway so I can start moving?
Well, that's just poor planning.
Yeah.
Not like they didn't know what would happen.
Ridiculous.
They just didn't care.
Nope.
Okay, let's make a bunch of one-way roads and put a bunch of fast food places over here and then have one way in, one way out. Have the lights going off all the time, willy-nilly.
Got to go 3 miles, and it's like, am I ever going to get on 75?
No. Some days the answer is no, Stan. You know, oftentimes a young couple in love, much like yourself.
Sure, at 57.
Well, exactly. Just like you. You may wonder, are we ready for marriage?
Me and my wife.
You have to realize, sometimes the answer is no.
Oh, yeah, it's no.
For instance, a 36-year-old groom had to rob a bank the day before the wedding because he couldn't pay for the ring or the venue.
You're not ready.
Many happy returns to them.
Not ready.
A scammer in Idaho passing bad checks got scammed himself. And finally, you ever seen the movie Office Space?
Yeah, I have.
There's a gentleman whose office keeps getting moved and all he wants is his stapler.
Yep. Yeah.
It's happened in real life, folks. A man was fired, but he ignored it and kept showing up to collect paychecks for 4 years.
That's George Costanza right there. Just keep going to work.
Yeah, well, that's what happened in Office Space.
Yeah, just keep going.
Well before that.
Oh, I don't know what year. What year did Office Space come out? What year was Seinfeld out?
Well, ask the producer. Politely, please.
Office Space came out in 99.
So Seinfeld was before.
No.
Yup.
Nope.
Yup.
Nope.
Yup.
Nope.
Seinfeld ended May 14th, 1998.
Thank you. Right again, Stan.
Yeah.
Even a blind hog will find an acorn every now and
then. I was hearing Bobby Bowden in my head. These stories are much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than the news.
Thank you, Mark. Laughter. That's so important. That's why we now bring to you the 4 o'clock fluffer, brought to you by Firehouse Subs, Cape Coral, Fort Myers. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies?
You know, many people dream of being their own boss and starting their own business.
Yeah.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
things to consider before starting your own business.
Top things to consider before starting your own business.
How much trouble could I really get in for only hiring super hot women?
You're gonna die.
How many rich, stupid relatives do I have? You never know. You remember our buddy Gary from years ago came into some money, opened a pest control business.
Yep, $5,000.
Yeah. He wouldn't tell us. He just said it was a serious amount of money.
Serious amount of money. $5,000.
Yep. Is it frowned upon if my business plan is in crayon?
That's Dave. That's all Dave.
Does my spouse have a good enough job to support the family as I fail?
I still can't believe it. I tried to keep it away from you, the audience, but Dave was outside griping that he has to work too much.
I quit.
That's what he was looking at. He was on the verge of saying that.
I quit.
Yeah, look at this. I work for 3 days straight.
Raining crap.
It's just raining crap.
Top things to consider before starting your own business.
Yes.
Should I go back to school to get my MBA or should I get my eighth grade equivalency diploma first? How much ramen can I eat?
I tell you,
laugh it off.
I ate a lot in my day.
After I order 10,000 boxes of business cards, then what?
Then they sit on top of the refrigerator.
And finally, the very top thing to consider before starting your own business.
Yes.
Is it really a business if I'm just offering sexual massages on the street?
It's been a long time.
And that, my friends, is E4.
Elvis
has left the building.
Left the building.
Email time. Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay, okay.
This is from Dallas. That's his first name, Dallas. Is it me?
It's not DDP, is it?
No. Is it just me, or does your old buddy Glenn Beck look a lot like Colonel Sanders nowadays?
Oh, my God.
He never had been anybody.
What a scammer.
What a piece of work. That's all I have to say. Trump 2020. Yep, he looks a lot.
What is he doing,
I don't
man?
Know, but he is the biggest fraud.
Because we know his type. We work with him.
Yep. He's
he got extremely lucky.
Yep. This is our 17-year-old buddy.
And you know what I'll say about him?
What?
I have no idea to this day what he truly believes.
Me neither.
He's a chameleon.
He'll just go with whatever's the thing. And he kind of wishes he was a history teacher. His version. This is our 17-year-old pal, Hendrix. Do you know this guy, Rob? He says that he was listening to your show.
He calls into the cockfight every night at 7.
So he is a 17-year-old high school student.
Yeah, he came out to Sutherland Nissan. I was hanging out at Sutherland Nissan one time. His mom drove him. So.
That seems like an odd place to come out.
ahoy, gentlemen.
He came out at Sutherland Nissan?
He came to
what?
See... Not luck.
Didn't he just say
he
that?
He traveled over to see Rob at Sutherland Nissan.
That's not what Rob said.
Yeah, he said he came out.
Yeah.
Usually happens about 17
mom.
With his mom. Wow.
I bet she was shocked.
Yeah, I bet you she was. Hendrix, you're all right there, buddy. Ahoy, gentlemen. My friend told me about this issue at school this morning, which I think needs further discussion with the public and the listeners. We have fire drills like usual, including one this morning. But before that, my friend for about 3 years now told me that he checked every spot, classroom and office around the campus, and spotted no fire sprinklers. I thought he was joking, but he's right. I think this is wrong and dangerous. And so, at some level, because one, the place would burn down and become ash, and we would have nowhere to go but to go to the further from our homes to another school. Two, they will have to waste taxpayers' money on rebuilding the schools. That could have been prevented if they just put sprinklers in. And finally, third, lots of jobs are going to be lost, and some of them might not make it through to the end and suffer. Anyway, that's my thoughts about it. Stay classy as usual, your pal Hendrix.
Hendrix, what do you think is going to happen to the school if those sprinklers go off?
Yeah.
That's what they don't tell you.
I think it's sprinklers are based on size of the building and floors of the building. And
budget cuts.
And budget cuts. I'm not saying anything, but Hendrix, come down here and look around.
Don't mind the maggots.
Yep. Ladies and gentlemen, The Guardian.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Haney, heard you talking about owning an RV. Jesus Christ.
What can I say, Stan? They're popular.
That's fine. Then buy one.
No, I can't.
I know. Haney, heard you talking about owning an RV. I, too, want to do that and just travel across this great country. Haney wants a Class B RV. Not like you, Guardian, that wants the big luxury motor coach. Where you stop at the campground and then you hit the button and the porch opens up. And then you can go to all your hookups and grill outside.
Oh, you can do that in a Class B.
I know, but it's different.
You get a retractable awning.
Mine comes with one. I've never opened it, but it comes with one.
Now, is it manual or is it automatic?
No, it's manual. You got to take out a stick and then crank it.
Yeah. Haven't you ever found out if the canvas or vinyl is rotted out on it?
I've never even opened it, to be honest. I've never had...
He was never curious enough.
I've never even parked it long enough for me to stay a weekend and do that.
We should open it up. Let's just see. Let's just see.
If I can get it running, I'll bring it down here. We can do it.
Okay.
See, it's just the idea of having a nice, dark space.
I understand that part of it. Let's see. Okay. There's a great show that is called Extreme RVs.
I want to see that.
It's unbelievable what they can do.
Isn't it?
Of course, you need to have a good amount of money. Oh, well, we can dream. Okay, after my self-imposed news blackout, it seems the crap just... What do I got on there? I'll shut it off. After my news blackout, it seems the crap just keeps coming. And the hell of it is there is nothing there except for the left's hate of Trump.
It really is amazing, because if you go back and look at... You know, individual senators and congressmen that were contacting foreign governments to try to get dirt on Trump, they're patriotic. But when it goes the other way, that's illegal.
Yeah. Oh, look at this. They're building RVs.
That is fascinating to me.
Is that show?
And you know what it is? It's what I told you yesterday. It's the creativity of what they can do in a limited space is truly amazing.
Look at this.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Look at that. Oh, that's a beauty.
Yeah.
Like a damn 747.
Okay, we got to take a break.
I love the ceiling-mounted controls.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a jet.
It is. And a lot of these are being driven by senior citizens who have a tough time driving. They're like a Buick and should have no business driving these on the road.
No, they've just reached the point where they don't care.
Nope.
If it happens, it happens.
Yeah. Yep. And be damned anybody else on the road.
Yep. It's going to be one thing or another.
Yep. May as well be luxury motor coach.
Yep. Become fearless at like 79.
Stan's Name That Movie.
Look at that.
Is next.
Oh, my God.
On 96K Rock.
That's brilliant.
96 K-Rock is where we've been for years. It's not a bad place to be.
Besides, we've been told we can check out any time we like. Mm. And they said something else, but I forget what it was.
Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney.
Stan, I have some very exciting cow news if you're interested.
Cow news?
Yeah.
What?
Well, the Japanese figured it out.
Well, they got your Kobe beef there.
They know beef.
Yeah, they do.
Now, you grew up on a farm.
I did.
Around cows.
I did.
When a cow is in the field, and you're just driving by, and you see, oh, that looks like a happy cow swishing its tail around. Cow's not happy. It's trying to get rid of bugs.
That's why they have a tail. With a little swisher at the end of it.
And, you know, cows don't have hands or anything, so they just have to stand there and get bitten by horse flies and other biting insects.
That's true.
Well, the Japanese have come up with a brilliant solution. All you have to do is paint the cow to look like a zebra. And the horse flies get all confused. They don't know what to do.
Okay. If you got a herd of 10,000 cattle, that's a lot of painting.
But it works.
Okay.
And in other cow news?
Yeah. There's the zebra cow.
Yep. And it works. They've grown meat on the space station with cow cells.
Good deal.
Doesn't taste good.
Yeah, but it's meat nonetheless.
And that's today's cow news.
Thank you, Haney. In a little bit, I'll tell you about Bike Night. It's coming back. Oh, I love Bike Night in Cape Coral this Saturday. Going to be hanging out down there. Details on the way. If you want the details on it, go to 96krock.com.
Wonder if that'd work on your dog. Paint it like a zebra.
Or just get a Dalmatian.
Yeah, I bet a Dalmatian confuses
them. No bug problem there. All right, we're going to play Name That Movie here in just a second. We'll go over the prizes, but first let's get you updated. A little busy right now. North Fort Myers got a crash in the 6,000 block of Mellow Drive.
Oh, that's a nice place.
Yep. Fort Myers, disabled vehicle, Midpoint Bridge. Fort Myers, crash, I-75 northbound to Daniels Parkway. Crash, Fort Myers, Briarcliff Road and South Tamiami Trail. And one for you in Lehigh Acres. It's a hit and run. 5400 block of Lee Street right by Palm Royale. And you are up to date. Stan's Name That Movie. Prizes up for grabs today. Find which one you want. Maybe have a second choice just in case. Stan and Haney, Baba Kusaw. $50.
We need a plan B?
Yeah, you know, because I'm allowed to give away one of each, except for Pewter Mug. I have $50 to the Pewter Mug. Pair of tickets to Busch Gardens' Hollow Scream going on now through September or November 2nd at Busch Gardens Tampa. One of the best beer festivals around, the 8th annual Brouhaha Craft Beer Festival. It's going to be at the Mercado in Naples, October the 19th. And something happening this Sunday in Bonita Springs. Taco Fest. Got a pair of tickets to that if you want. Riverside Park in Bonita. Those are the prizes. The category today, being that we are in Rocktober and it is the Oktoberfest. Let's drink them if you got them season. These are all movies that feature some kind of chugging of alcoholic beverages. I got phones on lockdown. They will be released after we play the first movie. So in all of these scenes, somebody's chugging something. Your job is to identify the film. Here we go. Movie clip number one. You cannot have won anything in the last 60 days. First person to identify it. Name this movie where there's consumption of alcohol.
Excuse me, can I get the pour down for me?
Sure. There's a
special on the Syrah, by the case.
Hit me again. Excuse me. Could you just pour me a full glass? I'll pay for it, okay?
Sir, this is a winery, not a bar.
Oh. Just give me a full goddamn pour.
Excuse me. Why don't you buy a bottle and go outside? What are you doing?
I told you I need a drink, so I'm gonna help myself, okay, pal? What do you think? Go to the glass! How's that?
Oh, buddy. It's what? Okay.
Get him out of here.
Thanks a lot.
It's okay. His mother just died.
277-9600. That is a great movie. 277-9600. Name that movie where there's a little bit of alcohol consumption. Ahoy, who's this? Here we go. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, it's Emily.
Hi, Emily. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Can you name that movie?
Is it Sideways?
It is Sideways with Paul Giamatti.
Nice.
Yes. It's when he was, you know, doing the wine country tour, and they were giving him little samples of wine. What he wound up chugging from was a bucket of spit. You know, when they swish the wine around and they spit it in there. Emily, what would you like?
I would love to do the Hollow Scream if you have them.
Got them. They're yours.
Awesome.
All right. Hold on, sweetheart. There you go. That's how the game is played. I'm doing some chugging. Movie clip number two. Name it.
All right, Pete, you done boat race, right?
No.
Just drink the beer, and you'll get the hang of it.
I've got it. I will find.
Doesn't matter who's winning. It comes down to you and
me.
We're
the anchors.
Let's boat race.
We're going to keep it.
Ain't no luck in boat races.
One, two, three, go!
Come on,
I'm sorry.
Get out of my house.
I'm so sorry.
Just get out of my house.
I'm sorry.
This is not cool. Get the out.
Great scene. 277-9600. Name that movie where they had a little chugging scene and a little accident afterwards. Ahoy, who's this?
Derek.
Derek?
Yep.
Can you name the movie?
Beer Fest?
No. Ahoy, who's this? Jeez, brilliant. Ahoy, who's this?
Sorry, Stan, I can't remember this one.
Thank you. Appreciate the call anyways, buddy.
And the apology.
Ahoy, who's this? I'm going to break these phones. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Eric.
Eric, can you name the movie?
I just drew a blank. I know the actors. No, I forget.
Okay. Ahoy, all who's right. this?
It's Jessica.
Jessica, can you name the movie?
I Love You, Man.
I Love You, Man. You betcha. What would you like?
What do you got?
I've got Babaku Saw, I got Pewter Mug, I've got the 8th Annual Brouhaha Craft Beer Festival, I've got Taco Fest.
Ooh, the Pewter Mug.
You got it. Hold on. We're up to movie clip number three, doing a little chugging. Name this movie.
I'm not Landfill. I'm Landfill's twin brother, Gil.
Gil?
I taught Landfill everything he knew about drinking beer. I want to fulfill his legacy by taking his place on your drinking team. You must be Fink.
How'd you know?
Landfill told me everything about you. I feel like I know all you guys. So we won't have that awkward get-to-know-each-other stage.
Perfect.
And if I could just ask one favor.
Name it.
If it wouldn't be too uncomfortable, I was hoping maybe you guys could call me Landfill in honor of him.
Yeah, sure, sure.
Sure. It would be like we never lost Landfill.
Landfill, it would be an honor if you would join us.
Cheers.
Oh my god, he's faster than Landfill. Oh my god, what is that, Bratwurst?
It even smells like Landfill.
God, someone open a window fast!
Oh,
wait!
I want to bask in it.
Name the movie. 277-9600. Pick yourself a prize. Ahoy, who's this?
Kenny.
Kenny, name it.
Beer Fest.
It is Beer Fest, yes. What would you like?
I'll take the Taco Fest ticket.
You're going to enjoy it. Hold on. Because I'm told this year they've got plenty of tacos. They'll have more than enough.
They were shocked by the demand last year.
Yes, they were.
This year, there will be no further embarrassments.
Plenty of tacos.
Because it's called Taco Fest, people.
Yep.
What do you mean we're out of tacos?
You don't even worry about it. Movie clip number 4.
How the hell are we out of tacos?
Yeah. Name this movie where...
You know, when you promote something called Taco Fest, you got to be prepared.
You expect there to be tacos there. Not gone after the first 45 minutes.
Proudly served in a festival atmosphere,
that's right.
People.
That's right. Name this movie.
Pardon me, I just want to get through there, this door over here, if you don't mind.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, what's up?
This is his house.
Yo, what's up, man? How you doing?
Oh, no, that's my friend Mitch. Speaking of me, that's my friend Mitch. He owns the house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, yo, man, come hit this right here. You need to hit this.
Oh, yeah.
Hit that.
No, I appreciate it, but I told my wife I wouldn't drink tonight. Besides, I got a big day tomorrow. But you guys have a great time.
A big day? I'm doing what?
Well, actually, pretty nice little Saturday. We're going to go to Home Depot. Yeah, buy some wallpaper, maybe get some flooring. Stuff like that. Maybe Bed Bath & Beyond. I don't know. I don't know if we'll have enough time. You know what? Give me that thing. I'll do one.
Name the movie. 277-9600. Right there, that's Dave at a party. No, I can't. I can't. I promised Taney I'd be in my best behavior. Well, I just won.
Mm-hmm.
Name the movie. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Wayne.
Wayne, can you name the movie?
That's Old School.
It is Old School. Yep, Old School, a great movie. What would you like?
I didn't order any of that. Do you have Taco Fest still?
I just gave away my Taco Fest. I've got the Brouhaha Craft Beer Festival. I've got Pewter Mug. I got Babaku Saw.
I'll take the Pewter Mug.
You got it, buddy. Hold on. $50 to the Pewter Mug North. All right, we got one more. I save the easiest for last. This way that you'll win something, and you can say you're a big winner. Name this movie.
You know what I want to do? When I was your age, my dad shared a beer with me, and I thought it was about the best thing in the world. Yeah. When I was a boy, just about every summer we'd take a vacation. And you know, in 18 years,
We never had fun. But now I have my own family, and, well, we're on our own vacation. And you know something, Russ?
What that?
We're gonna have fun. We're gonna have fun. Hey, don't let your mother smell that beer in your breath. She'll take it out on me. Well, I better get a move on if I want to get us out of here by dark.
Right.
Good talk, son.
Talk, Dad.
Name the movie. And I'd like the full title. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Patty.
Hi, Patty.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm awesome. Thank you.
Patty, can you name the movie? I need the full title.
Okay, so I want to say it's National Lampoon's European Vacation.
That would be incorrect. Oh, I feel so bad for you, Patty. Wrong movie.
And you had it all.
And you had the long title and everything.
But you had one too many.
Yeah, one too many words in there. Ahoy, who's this?
Dan, it's Rick the Pool Guy.
Rick the Pool Guy. I need the full title, Rick.
Okay, I'm going to go National Lampoon's Family Vacation.
Incorrect.
Oh, no.
One too many words.
I think you jinxed it. I think if you just said, give me the name of the movie,
no,
people would have given it to you.
No, because people would just say vacation.
No, because now they think it's something else. That's
their own minds going crazy. I can't help what they got in their head.
You did it on purpose.
I did not.
Yes, you did.
Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy, who's this?
This is Debbie.
Debbie? Name it. Name it.
National Lampoon Vacation?
Yes!
Oh, thank you,
yes, Debbie. What would you like?
I'll take, do you have the Halloween?
No, I've got the Craft Beer Festival. I've got Pewter Mug. And I've got Babaku Saw.
Pewter Mug, please.
Done. Hold on, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Thank you. Outro me, Haney.
Well, what's the magic word?
Please.
And that concludes Stan's tribute to movies featuring the ingestion of alcohol. Tune in next week for Drugs, Drugs, Drugs.
That's a great one.
From Radio City in Estero, this is Mark Haney speaking.
A soothing waterfall of character flaws, coupled with the bitter taste of harsh judgment. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Mark Haney in the news coming up here in just a little bit. We'll also update you on traffic. It's a little busy out there. 6 o'clock, it'll be Rob Show, and he will have the 6 o'clock safe word for you. If you hit the G-spot, $1,000. I was telling you about Cape Coral Bike Night. It's going to happen this Saturday. 5 p.m. things get underway. Southeast 47th Terrace, downtown Cape Coral. Always a blast. And we're going to be, K-Rock's going to be on the field stage. That's the big stage for the ZZ Top tribute, ZZ's Best.
Will you be sitting in with your Jew's harp?
I'll bring it. I'll keep it in my pocket. Never know if I'll be called. free admission. Of course, plenty of vendors, plenty
great.
Of food.
You know, a how, and then bang, 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 bang.
I got drinks, gifts, lots of new surprises as a new season of Cape Coral Bike Night begins. All the details on 96krock.com and on the K-Rock mobile app. I just saw it. It's news to me. You probably are all up to date on it. PlayStation 5 going to be released for the holidays next year. A year from now, for the 2020 holiday season, the all-new redesigned controller PlayStation 5.
Yeah, I've heard rumors about it. I haven't seen anything.
Yeah, they actually had a picture of the controller. And
they make it official?
And it's official. They've been teasing it since, I guess, April.
Because they need to, because Xbox, with the Xbox One X, ate their lunch.
But yeah, I just saw it on Fox 4. The PlayStation 5 out for the holidays 2020. Faster downloads, more, I guess, in the controller. You'll feel more of the vibrations and the earthquakes and all of that stuff in the hand controller.
Hmm.
So there you go. It's been, like they said, 6 years since they came up with the PlayStation 4, and now they got the 5 coming up next year.
Yep.
Oh, is that a picture of the of it? That's what it looks like. Look at that. Space age design, Haney. Space age.
That's great. What I'd like to know is how does that benefit gameplay?
And they say faster, smoother, more. You can feel you feel more in the controller. They say the controller's redesigned, and it's faster.
Yeah, because I mean, I'm not looking at the console when I'm playing.
Yeah, you just want to know it's there and working.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting to see what the specs on it are. Because I have never seen Xbox just destroy them like they did this last cycle. The PlayStation 4 Pro Edition versus Xbox One X, it's not even close.
Well, there you go. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Brought to you by Anger Management Rage Room.
There you go.
Everybody can use that. Get the frustrations out. Cypress Lake Drive, Fort Myers. For more info, go to amrageroom.com. I told you we're a little busy out there, so here we go. We'll start in North Fort Myers. Got a crash. Pondella Circle and Pondella Road. Fort Myers, crash. Metro Parkway and Crystal Drive. Fort Myers, crash. Cleveland Avenue and Oakley Avenue. Fort Myers, crash. I-75 southbound in Daniels Parkway. Lehigh Acres, traffic control. Gunnery Road South and State Road 82. And one more for you. It's a crash in Bonita Springs, the 28,000 block of Old 41 Road, right at Constitution Plaza. And you are up to date. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
Nightly News with David Brinkley in Washington and John Chancellor in New York.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Tuesday, October 8th.
Double MXIX.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for things you didn't know.
Okay.
You know, there's been a lot of talk about gun control and the Second Amendment.
What? Oh, gun control and the Second Amendment.
Yes.
Okay, I thought you said there's been a lot of talk about gun control in the Second Amendment.
That's not what I said, and I enunciated it
I don't
perfectly.
Know that you did.
I most certainly did.
I misheard you.
Well, then maybe I'm slipping, and I should
step
away.
Easy, Alex.
But what you don't hear a lot about, flamethrowers.
Yeah. You got that thing on your shoulder and a bunch of gas behind you.
A lot of people say it won WW2.
Yep. Got them out of those caves.
Yep. Here you go. Yeah.
You're not going to come out? You're not going to come out and surrender? Take this.
So with all the hysteria about so-called assault rifles, which do not exist, by the way.
Correct.
No such thing.
Nope.
What about flamethrowers?
I don't think the average person can own a flamethrower. That's military.
It is perfectly legal to own a flamethrower in 48 states. Elon Musk was on to something.
You know, just quick in passing, because I like to bring this up when it happens.
When flamethrowers come into the conversation?
Here's the deal. The news cycle. And how news, it can be an evil thing when it's the 24-hour news cycle. You know, with Trump in the Ukraine?
Yeah.
Virtually off the headlines, the mass shootings, gun control, where's the border stuff? Mm-hmm. Where's the, all of that is no longer important. It was 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, but we as the consumers of their 24-hour news, we're tired of that now. Mark my words, you've got this Trump-Ukraine thing and the impeachment. This, believe it or not, and you may find it hard to believe, is going to be tiresome for the public. They're already getting tired of it. They're going to have to move on to something else about Trump, or there's going to have to be another hot issue that will take Ukraine off, and then we'll forget about the impeachment hearings and all of that.
You mean we're already tired of before they even come out with their next bombshell?
Yep. It is.
The walls are closing in.
There is, and I haven't been in a newsroom in so damn long. But these corrupt news agencies, they must have
well,
a timeline.
It's like six companies are in charge of everything.
They have a timeline, and the news director or somebody says, okay, like Brian Gumbel, let's move on.
Mm-hmm.
Let's find a raw nerve.
Yep.
Because you don't hear about the fight for the Second Amendment, and we need something changed there. And Beto, and well, I'll take your rifles and... You don't hear build the wall. You don't hear about the immigrants. It's still all going on.
What does build a wall have to do with this?
Well, you misunderstood me. You know?
What did you say?
I'm slipping.
Oh, I thought you brought up build a wall.
But it is amazing how it's do or die for about 3 weeks.
It's all fake.
It's so fake, and then let's move on. So you're not hearing any of this stuff. Well, correct me if I'm wrong. 4 months ago, it was do or die. But that's okay. It's still going on. You're just bored with that.
Yeah. And you notice anything that has to do with the left side of things, if you bring up anything, that's been thoroughly debunked.
Yeah. It's just, it's going to move on. Now, I honestly think that they have to keep attacking Trump, so it's going to be another bombshell, as you say.
Well, they got to keep it interesting, because they know we got a short attention span. That's why...
That's exactly what it is.
On the day that Pelosi made her announcement, she was asked, why now? They've been pushing for it since he got into office. Why now? And her answer was not, oh, this horrific thing the president did. Her answer was... Well, I think this time it's something people can understand.
Mm. It'll move on. And by Christmas, we'll be on to something totally different.
Oh, yeah, because they know, they've already, in their internal communications, the plan is that they get something done with impeachment by Thanksgiving.
Because you don't, it doesn't mean that they go away. It unfortunately, somebody's planning something of destruction and trying to hurt us. It's going on.
And unfortunately, they're doing it in our own country. Our own people are doing it.
And it is, you know, you got that Mullah Omar from what, Minnesota? Is that where she's from?
Yeah.
Where she's now, remember they said a couple of months, it was good talk, that she might have two husbands?
And that she married her brother?
And that she married her brother. Well, she's going through divorce now. That was a big headline. But you're not reading about it because that's not where our attention is right now.
And now she's out in public with this guy who's...
Face. We got bored with that. That's not...
Well,
not
just like...
Where's the whole Virginia stuff?
The Virginia stuff.
With the lieutenant governor and the affairs. And
the governor there in blackface. Yep. Lieutenant governor's a rapist.
We're tired of that. Move it on.
And then the third in line for Virginia says, oh, I did blackface too. Not a story anymore.
Nothing has been solved. We just got bored with it. Trudeau, 3 weeks ago, had 15 pictures of him in blackface, but we're bored with it, so it's not the...
That's been debunked, Stan.
It's Ukraine right now.
Stan, please, you're embarrassing yourself.
And we'll get tired of it.
The Trudeau stuff, it's been debunked.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yep. Unbelievable. Wake up. You're being spoon-fed this. Sorry about that, folks.
Crayola crayons.
Yeah.
Now, when I was a kid, I remember looking at Crayola and seeing Crayola in big letters, but underneath that, Benny Smith and Company.
Forever. That's what they are.
No, they're not. Nobody told us, but since 1984, Crayola has been owned by the good people at Hallmark.
See, I didn't know that.
The Village People, YMCA.
Oh, one of the arena classics.
Yep, you go to the hockey game, people doing the YMCA.
Kids love it.
Well, the Village People did not come up with that. The arm movements.
Yeah.
The audience did it when they performed on American Bandstand in 1979, and they said, hey, these kids are on to something, and they incorporated into their act. Now everybody thinks it was them.
Yeah, well, at least they picked it up early on.
And this sort of dovetails with what you were talking about with the fake news and fake outrage and all that. A lot of people are just going around angry these days. Yep. That's a big part of it. Another big part of it right here. The average American's commute has just hit a record high. Again, this is the average of 27 minutes one way. 27 minutes to get to work.
And as you point out, and you got to realize it, that's the average. There's an equal amount below, equal amount above. Some people travel a lot longer than that.
And this is according to the Census Bureau, just hitting an all-time high. That is 2 minutes more than it was a decade ago. And it adds up. 20 minutes a week, you'll never get back. Oh, that doesn't sound so bad. How about this? Saying only 2 minutes up? That's an extra 20 minutes a week or 17 hours annually. And all in all, the average person spends 225 hours or 9 full calendar days per year just trying to get to work and back.
I believe it. Season's on the way.
Prepare yourself.
Yep. Gonna be a doozy.
Real beauty. In a moment.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
I'll bet whoever said, all you need is love, but a little jewelry never hurt anybody, might know Jason and Todd at the Diamond District in Estero at Coconut Point. Jason and Todd offer more than just a little bit of jewelry at the Diamond District. They have the largest selection of GIA loose certified diamonds in Southwest Florida, and they are one of the number one Forevermark diamond dealers in North America. From now to the end of October, Jason and Todd are offering you 27% off diamond stud earrings and stunning fashionable diamond earrings. Elegant inside-out diamond hoops, 27% off. Sweet diamond dangles, 27% off. All diamond stud earrings, 27% off. The Diamond District has nearly 1,000 pair of diamond earrings to choose from. Visit Jason and Todd today and see why more people choose the Diamond District than any other jeweler in Southwest Florida. You simply won't find a better diamond buying experience than with the Diamond District.
At the Diamond District.
And now, back to Haney's News
on the Stan and Haney Show.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, it used to be seniors just had to worry about getting that scam phone call.
Yeah.
With the advent of the internet, whole new level of trouble. And the heart wants what the heart wants.
Damn right.
There's a 73-year-old gentleman named Spence Sims from Arco, Idaho.
Where's Arco, Idaho? That's in the middle of nowhere.
East part of the state.
Thank you, Haney.
Coming to us from the East Idaho News, matter of fact. And this 73-year-old man was recently arrested for passing more than $47,000 worth of bad checks. Mm. Now, he wrote $47,000 worth and got away with $26,000 in cash before his credit union caught on and stopped payment. But it doesn't end there.
No.
When the police investigated this, they immediately realized why all of the sudden an otherwise 73-year-old law-abiding citizen started kiting checks in a biblical manner.
Yeah, why?
Well, it seems that Grandpa met a woman from Malaysia.
Oh, no.
On the dating site Plenty of Fish.
Oh, no.
And this nice lady convinced him that she needed just $25,000 so that she could give that money to the Malaysian government, and then they would release several million dollars of her money that they were holding for safekeeping.
He didn't.
He did. And obviously, after he sent her that desperately needed money, she rewarded him with a cut of her millions. No, it didn't happen.
No.
He is facing three felony charges of drawing checks without funds, and at the age of 73... made it all the way to 73.
I thought you don't live, you're not a fool if you live to 73. 73, you shouldn't be a fool.
At the age of 73, he is facing three felony charges, resulting in 9 years in prison and a $150,000 fine.
It's a life sentence for him. Take a look at him. He's a beaten man.
He's permanently screwed.
Yep,
at
done.
At 73.
Yep, when he should be in his reclining years. Jeez, what a sap.
Doesn't look like the type to
he
fall
doesn't.
For that.
He doesn't look like an idiot.
But like you say, the heart wants.
Yep, he was lonely.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports.
Is that a
for
felony?
For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
It's a felony on the heart.
Bill. 47-year-old Ronald Berry used to work as a subway cleaner for the MTA in New York. Until he was fired a few years ago. Now, I don't know if he disagreed with the reasoning for his firing, but he would not accept it. So for 4 years, although he ceased working, he would show up on payday and collect his paychecks. Evidently, no one advised payroll he'd been fired.
Yeah, that's their fault.
So for 4 years, every payday, he'd come and collect his check. In that time, the MTA has paid him roughly $250,000.
Oh, he's making some good jack, huh?
No-show job.
Yes.
Well, he, as is his custom, went last Thursday to pick up his check and was surprised when the police were waiting for him. Ronald says he didn't think he was doing a damn thing wrong. He claims he was confused about the firing and believed he'd gone on sick leave for high blood pressure and asthma, and thought that the paychecks were perfectly legitimate. Yeah. His pay stubs did list his hours, which he certainly knew he didn't work, but he claims nobody ever told him he was fired, and it's their fault, not his. Now, we're not sure if it's going to work out that way.
Yeah.
But they arrested him for trespassing when he showed up to pick up his check.
If they're still cutting him a check.
It's not clear if they can figure out how to charge him with fraud.
Yeah.
So he was charged with trespassing. Nothing else.
Yeah. He may be, see, everybody's comparing this to George Costanza. Costanza didn't get a paycheck on Seinfeld. He just worked, and they told him to leave.
I was comparing it to Office Space, where he didn't get a check and showed up to
work. Yeah, well, same thing.
So mine,
no,
once again,
no, mine,
right
super, mine
again,
superseded. I superseded that.
I win again.
You did not on that
you were
one.
Wrong.
I was not.
Admit it. And that's the news. For today, Tuesday.
You guys are doing great.
Thank you.
Double M X I X.
I am right again.
What do you mean
little
you're right again?
Haney telling it like it is.
Because in Office Space, he wasn't collecting a check.
And neither was George Costanza collecting a check. He'd just show up to work. You don't work here anymore, George. You don't get a check here anymore.
Now,
why
was
you keep
he getting
going?
A check?
No.
Okay, this guy was.
No, it wasn't. You're just... Oh.
I win again.
No, you don't. Sick.
We're just like most of you. Financially devastated ex-husbands, unrepentantly proud fathers, and underappreciated employees. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Rob Show. Coming up at 6 o'clock, and he is going to have the 6 o'clock safe word for you to hit the G-spot. Could be a thou for you. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Still a little busy out there. All right, let's start in North Fort Myers. We got a crash, Pine Island Road and Atlantic Avenue. And then the next three are in Fort Myers. Crash, Daniels Parkway and Metro Parkway. Then we got a crash, Fort Myers, Hamilton Drive and Luckett Road. I said Luckett. And one more for you. A disabled vehicle.
Well, you're slipping.
Well, I am. You know, I can't be doing this forever. One more. It's
That's not how it's been presented to me. No one notified this office of any ending point.
Yeah. We've been doing this a long, long time. Disabled vehicle, Fort Myers, Annette Way, and 6 Mile Cypress Parkway. And you are up to date. Oh, I didn't know. I thought you were looking at something.
I was, but it's none of your business. Okay. I was trying to figure out the specs on this PlayStation 5.
Oh, and is it, how much better is it?
Yeah, they're being cagey about it, but they're saying it's not, you know, like your DualShock Rumble. They're saying that the new controller will feature haptic feedback.
Yeah, what does that mean?
I guess it means motion. And they've had those before with the Sony Move controllers, so I guess they're building that technology into the regular controller.
Is this anything like the Wii?
Probably.
All right, let's laugh.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
Last night I was in a bar and I walked up to this beautiful woman and I said, "Do you live around here often?" Friday, I was in a bookstore. I started talking to this very French-looking girl. She was a bilingual illiterate. She couldn't read in two different languages. I left the store and I went down the street to my bus. My bus came and I got on. I sat down beside this beautiful blonde Chinese girl. I said hello and she said hello. And I said, "Isn't it an amazing day?" And she said, "Yes, it is, I guess." I said, "What do you mean, you guess?" She said, "Well, things haven't been going too well for me lately." I said, "Like what?" She said, "I can't tell you. I don't even know you." I said, "Yeah, but sometimes it's good to tell your problems to an absolute total stranger on a bus." She said, "Well, I've just come back from my analyst, and he's still unable to help me." And I said, "What's the problem?" And she paused and said, "I'm a nymphomaniac, and I only get turned on by Jewish cowboys." And she said, "By the way, my name's Diane." And I said, "Hello, Diane. I'm Bucky Goldstein."
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. Laughter, laughter. That's so important. That's why we now bring to you the 4 o'clock fluffer, brought to you by Firehouse Subs, Cape Coral, Fort Myers. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies?
You know, many people dream of being their own boss and starting their own business.
Yeah.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
things to consider before starting your own business.
Top things to consider before starting your own business.
How much trouble could I really get in for only hiring super hot women? How many rich, stupid relatives do I have? you never know. You remember our buddy Gary from years ago came into some money, opened a pest control business.
$5,000.
Yeah. He wouldn't tell us. He just said it was a serious amount of money.
Serious amount of money. $5,000.
Yep. Is it frowned upon if my business plan is in crayon?
That's Dave. That's all Dave.
Does my spouse have a good enough job to support the family as I fail?
I still can't believe it. I tried to keep it away from you, the audience, but Dave was outside griping that he has to work too much.
I quit.
That's what he was looking at. He was on the verge of saying that.
I quit.
Yeah, look at this. I work for 3 days straight.
Raining crap.
It's just raining crap.
Top things to consider before starting your own business.
Yes.
Should I go back to school to get my MBA? Or should I get my 8th grade equivalency diploma first? How much ramen can I eat?
Oh, I tell you.
Laugh it up.
I ate a lot in my day.
After I order 10,000 boxes of business cards, then what?
Then they sit on top of the refrigerator.
And finally, the very top thing to consider before starting your own business.
Yes.
Is it really a business if I'm just offering sexual massages on the street?
It's been a long time.
And that, my friends, is E4. Elvis
has left the building.
Blue skies. Yeah. Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.